The Buddha advice is very simple, is it? There are four types of happiness as a lay person you can realize or enjoy. The first happiness is what? Huh? Happiness of what? Possession. Understand or not? Possession. Able to earn the money yourself. Able to have all this possession. Okay? So that one is the first type of happiness. I remember when I have my first job, the first package of salary, I'm full of joy, I earn it myself. Then after that, the second type of happiness is what? Huh? Ability to make use of this wealth, huh? Or this thing that you possess or own, for the benefit of what? You, your loved one, and the many. Understand not? Then there is joy. That's why you can provide for your family, their needs, or whatever, yeah? For their comfort and other things. Then you can make offering, donation, then help people. That's why use it for the benefit of yourself, your children, your relative, and people who has affinity with you. Then the third type of happiness is, nowadays, I think you no need to follow 100%. Be debt-free, he say. Pay off your debt. Understand? Now, all go for mortgage loan. Don't worry, understand? A lot of people, they learn the Dhamma, they become panicky, you know. It's a very deal. The Buddha said, the type of joy, pay off all your debt, be debt-free. You know? How are your housing loan, I got car loan, I got my children's mortgage loan. I say, you have the money, you pay. He say, cannot, I pay. I don't have cash around. So they worry about this. What is your understanding? If you can afford the installment, if it's a collateral to the bank, that type of debt is not a what they call threatening or life-threatening or serious debt. But if borrow tai long, I better tell you to pay immediately. You know, the interest they calculate is by day, not by month or year. That type of mortgage, the bank one, how many percent fixed already? The installment you can pay, so why are you worried? So when you understand this, you won't be rigid. Otherwise they say, hey, if I got that, means I don't have the third type of happiness. Where got such thing? If we can have a loan, mortgage loan, to own a house, it's a joyful thing. Then your salary or your income can afford to pay the installment. Then nowadays we got book, Robert Kiyosaki. He said, if you can buy the asset, the property, rent it out or lease it out and get monthly cash flow, that can pay off the installment, the mortgage installment, means you are buying that property with the down payment only, it costs you 10 or 20% only. Then that one is positive cash flow. You can buy as many as you like. These are the understanding that has evolved. So we don't be so gullible and rigid about things. Then this morning, somebody asked me, say, Brad Teo, if we all buy lala, you know a lala? Yeah? Lala normally a live one. Then we fry the lala, how? I said, take care of your cultivation, brother. Your greed, hatred, and delusion also not rooted up. You want to go to that extent. So if you are so concerned, maybe avoid doing all this. For me, it's nothing. Because I saw my mother go to market during the early days, the 60s and the 70s. She would buy, then come back, fry. Then we eat, understand? That time I don't know the Dhamma. We eat. But after I know the Dhamma, do you think I supposed to stop her? You can't, understand? Because they are lying. They decide. And all these are not serious, understand? Like that mortgage loan. It's not serious, not tai long tai alone. Not go and murder people, kill people, torment people, create war. These are minor things, understand? Then the other one is, I remember there was an incident, I think one of the retreats. The Kayamita asked me, Virtual, I got a problem. I said, why? He said, my father-in-law like to order the fish, still alive one, no? Not alive one, fresh one, he don't want one. Yao sui, they say, yao sui. Say, so how, Virtual? I said, what you do? He said, I refuse to order for him. Your father-in-law, you refuse to order. You created a scene and misunderstanding for nothing. Why do you want to make life? You respect him for what he is. But you don't be cunning and shrewd until I don't order. I ask my husband to order. Or ask somebody, the karma go to him. You like that thing, I tell you, you are not a cultivator really. Understand? That's why I hinted to her. I said, if people willing to cook for you, do this livelihood, then you order, understand? Because it is what your father-in-law wants. Then sometimes for us, how much can we consume once a while? So if there is condition, you want to eat, don't create a taboo or and fear for all these things. Cultivation is understanding. When you understand, everything can be understood. No need to hold on to all these like rites and ritual, the fear, the worry, the tradition, or traditions they cannot do, cannot step on the mun kuang. Then New Year must what day open business. You think all this feng shui, everything. Please don't report me, don't quote me. Otherwise, the feng shui master will come after me. Because feng shui has its own science and whatever. But you already know the teaching is the five daily contemplation. What did the Buddha say? The fifth daily contemplation. You are born of your karma, add to your karma, conditions, whatever. You are what you are because of karma. You don't take care of karma, you go and take care of all the feng shui and all those things. You think your life will change? Would change, understand? Feng shui is man and nature must harmonize, understand? So if you understand the geometric formation and all this movement of energy and what, then you know how to tap the good chi and what, then it is like you use this understanding to help you avoid all those negative qi and all those things. But all the qi is a movement in a state of flux. That's why the feng shui people also tell you which cycle of the year, your feng shui also will change, will shift, understand? Then a lot of things, civilization also rise and fall. You can see. So all this is temporary, understand? And it forms a very minute aspect of your life because it's like you have good merits, means spiritual money, your account got money. So you have good feng shui, you avoid the bad feng shui, means you avoid drawing all the negative karma result, but you keep on using your good karma, the spiritual wealth. Sooner or later, spiritual wealth gone. You think there will be no condition for you to experience the negative? The feng shui won't help you forever. That's not. And most of the time, feng shui, like Sui An used to tell me, that joke, you remember? The feng shui master, he himself want to die, also he don't know. took a very wealthy before to go. Then stand at the place, don't know, landslide or die. Within a minute, he was buried. So, you believe. So, I got a classmate, he is Cantonese, he said, at least feng shui lo, 8 lines, 10 lines, understand now? Well, they had to tell you a story, and please don't get me wrong, don't go and say, relative say, and then the folks say, no, come to me. It's not like that. Some are really good. Some they know. They can help you. Huh? Of course, you believe in this, you can go ahead. But the main thing is take care of karma. Yeah. So all this, when you understand, you are not gullible. Okay?